Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Yeah, by the way, that's another demerit. For the fact that Stamps never tried that directly to my face. Do the impersonation sensation directly to the person.
Ka-ting!
Right? That's when you really gotta like, ooh. Now he did it on the spot because they made him.
Yeah.
But that's when you really, you remember when we did it to Gabe? To Gabe?
You did it.
We did Gabe to Gabe.
You did Gabe to Gabe, you did great.
You asked me to do Boach to Boach last week. I chickened out.
A little bit.
I mean, it just didn't. I wasn't feeling it.
But you did Gabe to Gabe, and Gabe was like, we, as a Kapler family, feel like you did a very good job.
Yeah,
I thought you did great with Gabe to Gabe.
He was like, do I sound like that?
Kind of.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, you kind of do.
I did Mark Jackson to Mark Jackson famously back when he was the Warriors coach. I did the whole hand down, man down thing.
That's so, I love that.
Yeah, and he's like, that was really good. But... And that's, again,
there goes that man.
Second Kreidler reference, Whitey and Kreidler kind of put me up to it, and so I had to do it live, and we did it, and he's like, that's pretty good, even though I'm going to be out of a job here in about 7 weeks. Yeah, I liked it.
Exactly. All right, Greg Cosell's going to be here in 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Honk, honk. That's how we do it on a Wednesday. Outside of that, it's worrying about...
material.
We are. We've been working on it all week. We're ready for you, Greg. And outside of that, it's all you and it's all Dubs, Warriors, portions of the Warriors going against the Miami Heat at 4:30. Warriors live at 3:30. We'll take you to 4, then we'll get out of the way for the Warrior basketball game. I guess I should also back the truck up a little bit.
Sure.
Did we get ahead of ourselves? I trust Grandy on this. I don't know if there's anything super uber duper official on Draymond yet.
Let me repeat my Cosell.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He's probably not playing.
He's probably not playing. But here's just so that we've got all things official. Steph Curry is out.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga out. Al Horford out. Shams report, Jimmy Butler, quote, not expected to play. And then Draymond's just questionable.
Right.
Questionable concern.
And his questionable concern is when he walks in the locker room and says, who are you? Yeah. And that's when he walks in, he goes, wait a minute, Steve. You're telling me that 30's not here, and 10's not here, and 20 is not here, and number one, who used to be number zero, he's not here. I'm dealing with 2 and 21, and I think Pat Spencer is 61.
I think you're right.
Yeah, just you're not like big on numbers, but
I know, but sometimes
and numbers
weird,
are numbers.
Weird ones stick. Like you say 61, and right. I go, LeVon Hernandez, right?
Look at you.
Check it out.
Jesse Sapulu. Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Jesse Sapulu. And so he's gonna walk in there and be like, oh, TJD, I think he's 32. You're playing. Where's 30?
Well, I'm weird.
Steve, I got to...
yeah,
I'm... LeVon Hernandez, indeed, 61 on the Giants.
There you go, yeah. But Buddy Hield, also questionable. Same illness, apparently. He gave it
right.
to Draymond.
No, he's questionable with hurt feelings, yeah, I'm being told.
I'm weird when it comes to this stuff.
I'm Batman.
Not last night.
Not this year, you're not. Anyway, I'd rather perhaps. Draymond sit. If this is what we're going to do, then do it all the way. I don't like...
No half-stepping yet. Ain't no half-stepping.
Yeah. If you're going to do this, then do it. Get your guys some rest. Why would you play Draymond Green? So, like, I think the question that we want to throw out to everybody, and we're going to do our engaging Dub Nation poll here in just a second, and it's all kind of connected, but, like, does this bother you? 888-957-9570. Does this bother you, what the Warriors are doing? And by the way, I'm joking on the crossover. I don't know. How hurt, a little bit hurt, medium hurt, super hurt, just tired. I don't know. But Jimmy has had, quote, unquote, a back thing for 3 weeks now.
And I'm also joking about Kuminga. I do think that it's a little bit curious that the game after the Draymond Green, like certain people aren't here to try to win. He played a half of basketball.
I hear you. It is weird, although I just don't think he's wired that way. Steph Curry apparently twice now has sort of aggravated an ankle injury. I'm sure on some level, yeah, like maybe there was a little bit of an ankle tweak. I also think this, and Steve Kerr made reference to it earlier this week on our show when he said, there are rules across the league. Like, he didn't want to get into what the plan was for the next 48 hours because there are rules in NBA circles in terms of how you go about reporting injuries and playing and not playing. You're not allowed to just say, like, well, Warriors and Heat tonight, we don't feel like it. Jimmy's out with a case of he doesn't feel like it. But, like, right? Steph Curry is out with a case of this has been our plan all year. You know what I mean? Like that.
Draymond Green's out with this schedule sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And like Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph might be out with a case of they're already on a plane home. I have no idea. But I don't know. Like, here's how I'll put it, bud. I don't have the energy to get mad about this anymore. I just don't. You know what I mean? Honestly, for those of you, and again, thank you to everyone who's reached out. That school board meeting was last night. You ever argue with someone who's not even listening to what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Some would argue you do it on the show every day. I mean, do you ever, you ever argue or try to make a point to someone who's not even listening and made up their mind 8 weeks ago?
Was that last night?
Yes. That was last night for us. And yes. Yes, the Warriors made their mind up weeks ago, and the NBA made its mind up years ago, and we can continue to get super ticked about it, or at some point, I would ask of myself, you all can do it of yourselves if you want, maybe we should, just for a second, listen to what they're saying, and wonder if maybe they're just not all wimps who aren't built like they were back in MJ's day, and wonder what's going on here. Steve Kerr's been trying to explain this for months, if not years.
Yeah, he did it on our show, and his answer was actually brilliant, and we talked more about it when you look at not only pace, but distance of mileage that's covered by all these players and the amount of games that you're being asked to play in a short period of time. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And you've got an older team. You've got the second oldest team in the association. And so you're going to do everything you can to try to protect them for April, because what the league has also told you is that the regular season doesn't really matter as far as wins and losses. Be a top 10 seed and you have a chance. So the league is telling you two things. Every game matters. Don't load manage or else. But if you do, just be a top 10 seed in April and then you've got a shot. So the league is kind of screwing itself as far as its mixed messages go.
I don't know that the league is as bothered by this. I don't think that they're screwing themselves. I think
they're bothered tonight when you don't have Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and Buddy potentially.
Are they? The league's fine.
Well, is it a national game tonight? Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Like, those are the ones that bother them.
It used to be a national game, and they pulled it.
They pulled it.
Right. It got flexed.
And it got flexed before the weekend. Last week, you think somebody called somebody? Hey, national TV, you might want a different game. You think it's above the Warriors that they knew last week that they were sitting these dudes out? I mean, Steve Kerr said this to us on Monday.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track of anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
I mean, so are we putting it, is it beyond the Warriors that somebody called somebody like a week and a half ago and went, yeah, you should probably get that Miami game off of your, should probably get that off ESPN. Unless you really want to do a big feature on Quentin Post, you probably should get that game off of ESPN. I don't think that's above the Warriors at all. I think that's probably completely how it went.
It is, but somewhere there is a single mom who has scrimped and saved to get little Timmy his one chance. Hi, for just 67 cents, you too can make sure that little Timmy gets a chance to see Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. I mean, Gee and Pat and Quentin, for just 72 cents, you too can help little Timmy get a chance to realize his dream. What are we doing?
You haven't been using your Sally nearly as much.
No, I need the music to really bring it home.
I know.
For just 41 cents.
When you and I started, you used to go to Sally a few times a week.
Well, because we had the music.
I don't think we've been doing our Sally.
I don't know if Grandy has the Sarah McLachlan.
McLachlan.
Whatever. And you're watching TV late at night.
You like the I Will Remember You? Is that the song?
I Will Remember You.
Yeah.
And that infomercial pops up where it's like, you know, for just 47 cents, you can save these puppies from the Grim Reaper for just 51 cents.
Actually, for free tonight, you can watch, thank you, the young thank guys. You.
The Warriors are in Miami and Steph isn't going to play. For just 37 cents, maybe you can encourage Steve to put Steph out there with a bad ankle and Draymond with his bad body parts and Jimmy, who's really mad at Buddy, for just 53 cents. You can actually see the Warriors, who are 10.5-point underdogs, go out there and mail it in an unfair schedule for just 76 cents. You can see Guy Santos get quality minutes. Thank you, Randy. Edgist, what are we doing?
How do you come up with the money totals?
It's everything less than a dollar.
Okay.
You got to go north of 17.
Did you say 67 or somebody? 408 said 67? 67?
I might have, but
anyway.
I saw this clip real quick, 10 seconds of a women's college basketball game yesterday where a team got to 67 points and the crowd went absolutely bananas. Apparently there was 1,000 grammar school kids in the audience.
Yeah, but it's down
to nobody understood why.
Yeah, but now it's down to grammar school. Once it gets to the parents, the high school kids don't like it anymore.
Sure.
So nobody's using it there anymore. Grammar kids, they haven't caught the whole too cool for school thing yet. All right, the Engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll we will unveil right when we come back, coming up next. Okay, Warrior Wednesday is brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And we're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. It's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. So does this bother you? the Warriors are kind of sitting everybody. Again, does this bother you? Are they not allowed to say, I'm tired, we've been traveling a lot? Honestly, 888-957-9570. We've got a brief amount of time to hear from you. We'd love to do that right now. Your calls right now and next. 888-957-9570. It is Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's up, Bay Area? It's Will Richard from the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Ooh, that man is about to go for 30 tonight.
Like 30 points, 30 minutes? 30 for 30?
He might go for 40 tonight.
He won't get that many shots.
He might go for 50 tonight.
I mean, you got Steph, you got Jimmy, you got Draymond, they're all going to take up shots, aren't they?
Breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Go ahead and make it official what has already been widely speculated. In addition to Steph Curry being out tonight, it is official that Jimmy Butler is out. It is official that Draymond Green is out. Al Horford was already officially out. Buddy Hield is in. Jonathan Kuminga out as well. Right. We knew that already. So
D'Anthony Melton still out.
Well, we got
Buddy.
Yeah. Well, tonight, hopefully it's Batman. But we do have a D'Anthony Melton injury update as well that the Warriors have just released moments ago. He continues to make good progress with his rehab, has intensified workouts in recent weeks, participated in practice and scrimmages with Santa Cruz, on multiple occasions. He will continue to be integrated into full practices when the Warriors ever practice. We'll see when that happens. But he is moving closer and will be reevaluated again in 10 days. 10 days from right now, another reevaluation for DeAnthony Melton, which I think would be Saturday. Is that the 30th? Saturday the 30th? Something. Anyway, 29th, 30th, whatever, something. Yeah. Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend is when we will get another reevaluation and therefore update on DeAnthony Melton. But again, circling back tonight, official, no Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan. Everybody else good to go.
Yeah, sounds good. And I'm not surprised about Buddy because all Buddy does is play. And last year he played 82. The year before that he played 84 games, which both of those totals led the league. Last year he was one of only 10 or 11 players to play in every game. So unless Buddy's really hurt, he's not going to load manage. And you know what, Buddy? Tonight's a night for you to go out there and go 6 for 17 from three.
Find your shot.
Like, just find it. You don't have to find it and be amazing, but just go ahead and look for it, right? Like, you don't have to even find it. Go out there and just look for it.
Gosh, the Buddy thing is a head-scratcher. I don't know how you feel. For me, it's one thing if somebody is struggling to find their shot. Buddy seems to be struggling to find his way. That's what I find very concerning and why I think multiple, not just Jimmy, multiple people with the Warriors leadership group have screamed at Buddy just over the last 5 days on the court. Steve Kerr did it in San Antonio. Or I'm sorry, it was in New Orleans. In New Orleans, a game that was well in hand the entire time and was in the closing moments. And Steve barked at him because Buddy almost threw away an inbounds pass, which, by the way, he's done about 8 times this year. I don't know what on earth Buddy is doing out there right now.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
And so I fully get that people seem to think that what Jimmy did last night was like mean or something. These are big boys who've been around the block 1,000 times. Buddy is a grizzled veteran as well. And the bottom line is Jimmy has admitted right upon arrival, I hate turnovers. I hate them with a passion. I hate turnovers. Steve Kerr, what does he talk about? What's the Warriors' problem right now? Turnovers. And who seems to be trying to catch the ball with 2 pieces of wet newspaper so far this year? Who is not taking care of his passes more than anyone? Forget any talk about Jonathan or Draymond or whatever. Buddy Hield, good gracious. Like, we need to hire Debo to be like, dude, hit your clapper. Dude, lock in.
Well, his turnovers are down year over year.
Well, his minutes are way down.
Yes, but the problem with Buddy is that his three-point shots are down. Last year, he took 6.7 threes per game over 23 minutes. This year, he's playing a little bit less, 17 minutes a game, and he's shooting 3.5 threes a game. So he's missing his threes, but he's not even taking his threes. And so last night, and that's where I thought that the Jimmy Butler thing, like Jimmy gets mad at him, I'm never throwing you the ball again. Fine, Jimmy. Like, honestly, why are you trying to throw the ball to Buddy Hield cutting down the lane anyway? So Buddy's cutting from the top of the key down toward the basket. And is that really what we're doing on offense? You know, Buddy, you should never be cutting toward the hoop. And Jimmy, you should never be throwing him the ball cutting toward the hoop. So Buddy needs to be a spot up, in the corner, on the wing, above the break, three-point shooter. And right now he's lost his confidence or whatever's happening. He's not doing the one thing he's best at.
Yeah, I get that. But some of these things are just like, I don't know, they look like the simplest things out there. He's turning the ball over in the oddest spots, inbound passes, simple, just A to B things. So I get it. The Warriors are frustrated with his play right now. Okay, Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Here we go. And this is another thing that I think kind of loops into our overall point. At the start of the road trip, I felt like this fan base, I thought we had an agreement. That's how I felt. Tell me if I'm wrong. I thought we all agreed the 3-3 road trip, all things considered, was a success. Still feel that way?
No. Okay. I mean, new information.
Right. That's fair.
When you steal one, if not two, at San Antonio, then you start to recalibrate.
I get it.
Have a different thought.
And so if they lose tonight, which is not a given, but if they do, it is that 3-3 trip, which so many of us said represented a successful trip. But do you still feel that way? It's a yes or no question on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. Go vote now, and then we will share the results later. And we'll get back to the Warriors in just a second. But guess what, my friend?
Yep.
More breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The Niners have their new temporary kicker.
Okay.
The Niners have signed a kicker. In the absence of Eddie Pinheiro, who has a hamstring injury, you want to talk about how incestuous the NFL is. The Washington Commanders, beaten earlier this year by Jake Moody, signed Jake Moody off of the Bears practice squad so they could use him this week because they did not love the performance of one Matt Gay, who they then cut so that they could bring in Jake Moody. Well, the Niners have just signed Matt Gay after being cut by the Washington Commanders. So that the guy that the Commanders didn't want anymore and thought they wanted Jake Moody more is now the Niners kicker, the team who wanted Jake Moody less. Did that make sense to everyone?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, Matt Gay on his way to the Niners will be their kicker for at least this week.
Right, and it's the kicker roundtable. It's kind of the kicker carousel where a guy loses his job. Like Moody loses his gig, goes to Chicago, practice squad. He gets a chance. He does pretty well. And then, well, their kicker's back. So now you go to Washington and on it goes. And for, you know, Matt Gay, he missed week 8 with a back injury. And then he came back and, you know, apparently he wasn't so hurt that he couldn't keep on kicking. And I do know that Anders Carlson came in yesterday for a tryout with the Niners, and apparently they didn't love what they saw there. And the other guy that you really didn't much care for, the dude with the three names.
John Parker Romo.
Thank you, John Parker Romo.
I'm stoked they didn't sign that guy.
Right, so those two guys come in, and I don't even know if Matt Gay had a tryout, or maybe they just called Adam Peters with Washington, former Niner front office guy, and they said, yeah, Matt's good, but we don't love him, but you will for a week.
Well, he is having his worst year so far this year. He has kicked in 10 games with the Washington Commanders, and he was 13 of 19. That is 68%. He is a career 84% kicker, but peep this. Of his 6 misses, 5 of them have come from north of 50 yards. So in many ways, you just kind of signed Eddie Pinheiro again. The difference is that Pinheiro, we were told, super accurate, but didn't have a big leg. But then he came in here, and he started nailing 50-something yarders, 58, 59 yarders. He hit that one that never meant more than an inch over the ground. Remember that one? I mean, like, Eddie was absolutely on one. But here comes Matt Gay, who has struggled from beyond 50 yards, but he has been absolute nails.
Yep.
Outside of that, 5 for 5 from 40 to 49. He's only tried 3 from the 30-some-odd yard range. He did have one miss there, 2 for 3, 2 for 2 inside of 30 yards, and he did not miss an extra point so far this year.
Ah, there you go.
22 of 22. So you come to a nice weather environment and an offense that clearly Kyle Shanahan, you know, he's sort of devalued the idea of, like, we need to be able to hit the 58-yarder. I think he wants reliability inside of 49 yards, and so far Matt Gay has been that.
And reliability on the PAT. You know, not that Eddie Pinheiro has been anything but good, but as a PAT kicker, he struggled. And, you know, Matt Gay is one of 10 kickers to not miss a PAT, and he's had more than 20 attempts. So if you're the Niners, you're thinking, all right, any field goal over 50 is going to be found money. And, you know, I would bet that Shanahan continues to try to go for it on fourth down as he has this year. He's gone for it more than ever before. And if you're sitting there at 4th and 3 and you're at the opponent's 35, which would be a 53-yarder, I bet you they go for it.
Matt Gay missed 5 extra points as a full-time rookie in Tampa back in 2019. And since then, as an almost full-time kicker every year, there was one year he only did 7 games with the Rams. But from 2020 till now, since then, he has missed, count them, 3 extra points.
Wow.
Since 2020.
Okay.
So, look, you know, this is the kicking carousel. And I don't know. I feel pretty solid with this. Again, reliable guy once you get to the 30-yard line. Once you maybe even the 35-yard line. Pretty reliable guy. Come to a nice weather stadium and see what he can do. And I don't know how many weeks they're going to need him either. It feels like probably at least 2 is my guess.
But you would
and then,
think,
you, and then you get a bye.
You get the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you would think. I mean, if you do 2 and then, you know, you go ahead and throw him to the Wolves against Cleveland and Shedeur Sanders, and that's going to be a tough spot anyway. The field is not great.
Nope.
The weather is terrible. And that's never going to be an easy place to kick. So as opposed to rushing Eddie back, and I'm just looking at this here, Eddie is tied for 2nd in the league in most field goals made.
That's crazy.
He's only behind Cameron Dicker, and the field goal kicker.
And he joined the Niners week 2, right?
He's kicked 10 games.
Yeah,
and he's kicked 22 field goals. He's 22 for 22 on field goals. And yeah, he and Nick Folk are the only ones who are perfect from field goal range.
Interesting.
Of people who've kicked more than 15 field goals.
By the way, I figured we were close enough. We're barely close enough to actually get a weather report for Sunday, the 30th in Cleveland.
Yep.
I don't care. Maybe this doesn't matter to you. Still,
it's going to be 38 and windy, is my guess.
I've got 41. 41 degrees is the high. 34 is the low.
Okay.
And you've got a 40% chance of a little precipitation. It does not look like it'll be snowing.
Right.
But, you know, it could be a little damp. Could be a little damp there in Cleveland this
damp
time of year.
Damp and cold.
Yeah,
and the forecast is for a lot of Shedeur Sanders running around.
Is that the case?
Well, he's going to start this week.
I don't know if they announced that yet.
Oh, they did. Yeah, earlier today.
They did?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gabriel's
out. You got to go to Grandy for confirmation, but my confirmation is not good enough anymore.
I saw what's his name.
I
saw Shapiro put out the odds on it, which made me think like that people were betting on whether or not he was going to start. So I didn't think it had been announced.
Yeah, I heard the news and I picked him up in our fantasy league. So
no, you didn't. Did you really?
Of course.
to do what? Are you going
to
play?
To run around and throw for 81 yards and rush for 92.
Him. You're not playing him. Are you playing him?
Probably.
Who's your other QB?
Well, I just dropped JJ. I'm about to get Bench McCarthy.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got What's-His-Nuts for Washington on IR.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
And then I've got Marcus Mariota, and I've got Sam Darnold. I got 4 quarterbacks.
You're not starting Shedeur Sanders over Darnold.
Watch me in a
Please
big week.
Do it.
Sam
Please.
Darnold's got a cookie this week, doesn't he?
Somewhat, but all
There's
he does
cookie.
Is throw picks.
Who does Seattle play?
I think Tennessee. Is that right?
Yeah, dude, what are you doing? What are you picking up Shedeur Sanders for?
Because they're going to let Shedeur cook. And if I don't start him this week, I'm definitely starting him against the Niners.
What are we doing?
I'll definitely start him against the Niners.
Who's Cleveland playing this week?
I'll tell you. Stand by. They are playing.
I haven't done my.
Vegas. Oh, at God. Vegas. Oh, that is a Shedeur revenge
All
spot because
right.
the Raiders were supposed to draft him but didn't. Shadur's going to go for 100 and 100.
If there's one game this week to not watch, I guess there's some intrigue on Shedeur. But good Lord, the Browns and the
if
Raiders.
If there is one game to watch, is Kansas City hosting Indianapolis.
Hold that thought.
Yep,
we're talking about if the Chiefs lose that one,
uh-oh,
then it's boogie time for your boys.
Yep.
Anyway, having some fun here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Greg Cosell in 10 minutes, Warriors live in 40 minutes. And again, if you're just joining us, the Warriors are doing a full load management special. There will be no Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan tonight in Miami, and they have become double-digit underdogs. Look, it is not our job here at 95.7 The Game to tell you how, you know, to feel or what to. So if this kind of stuff angers you, I get it. I think, Dibs, you get it. You know what I mean? I understand the whole either the we bought tickets for this game thing or just the general, like, I don't know, there's a game on the schedule. Don't you want to play it sort of a thing? I totally understand it. 408 texted in. Definitely bothers me. We say they're playing the long game, but seems to overlook that we first need to win enough games to even consider the long game. These scheduled losses will come back to haunt us in April. That's from Gil. Thank you, Gil. Possibly. Like, I get it. I mean, by definition, if you're kicking away games right now, whatever seed you're able to achieve, in theory, it could have been higher. But then again, the way I look at it, like, we're all tapped into Warrior basketball, so we're triggered by their load management games. Y'all understand. So the other teams are doing this too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Almost all of them.
Well, and some teams that are having players get hurt. And it's not because they're out there playing basketball. I mean, when you play basketball, you're more likely to get hurt than if you don't play basketball. But
I agree
that's
with
the
that
nature
take.
Of, like, when you play and you're out there on a short rest or a back-to-back or whatever it is, you are more likely to get injured. And so that's the precaution they're taking.
Yeah, I think what this actually comes down to, if you really, really want to dive into this, do you buy what the Warriors are selling? You buy it? I buy it.
Buy what? That they're trying to be fresh for April?
It's not just that. That's one aspect of many. I think most fans don't want to hear when Steve Kerr says, yeah, with 17 games in 29 days in 13 cities or whatever. Here it is again, okay?
You know, the Miami game
will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track of anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
Steve Kerr has been part of the NBA for essentially 40 years. And he just said, this is the hardest thing to start a season he's ever seen.
And he even went on to say, like, when he was a player, you'd have 4 and 5 nights, but then you'd have 3 nights off.
Right.
So you could at least, like, come back and have a rest day and then 2 practices. And that's one of his big issues, is that you don't get to practice. And you look at this, the schedule they've had, it's been game, off day, back-to-back, off day, travel day. They haven't practiced this whole road trip, and I get that.
So, I mean, like, do we buy what Steve Kerr is selling? I just, what I keep struggling with, because I know people go, oh, like, even here come the violin texts. Cry me a river, you stupid millionaires with your first-class plane flights that have good meals on it. By the way, it's true. They can get a good meal on a flight. You can. It's not like against the rules. They're just messing with you. Believe me.
Not just a snack box.
No, twice in my life, I've been on a sports, like, private plane.
Dude, I've had a few.
The food is incredible.
Food before you take off.
I'm like, you can do, I didn't know you could do this. I thought it was because you didn't have a kitchen in there.
Mm.
They can do it.
They got it.
They just don't do it. Anyway, back to Wiggins. So, like, is Steve lying? Is he whining? I'm trying to figure out what reason he would have to tell you this. Why would Steve and all the Warriors be like, this is the craziest? Nick Friedell is a reporter. He's not on the Warriors. He agreed with him when we asked him. He said, I've never seen anything like this. Why would they be pitching that to you if it's not real? The Warriors don't need to get people on their side. They're the Warriors. They have 4 championship rings. They don't need your PR. So, like, I don't know. I guess that's what's going on with the Warriors, and apparently it's pretty freaking difficult, and they're trying to manage it, and they've done so with a 9-7 record and 3 wins on this trip.
The cynic would say, like, oh, God, it's got to be brutal to actually have to play basketball for 33 minutes on a night. And so
we don't know, though.
But
we don't know what that feels like.
I'm not going to be the cynic, yeah, because I'm going to take him at face value. And I looked across the league, as you know, earlier today, and no other team has had this many games, this many road games, or this many back-to-back. So even relative to the industry in which they work, yes, this is more rigorous. However, I'm going to say this. When you come home and you've got 5 games in 14 days with no back-to-backs and a bunch of lambs on the schedule, don't go 3-2.
Man,
you better go out there with all this rest and all your practice time and all the rest of it. You better come home and be fresh and be good. If not, I'm going to look back at this and say, well, you were just crying.
I don't think it means they were crying.
That's what I'll say.
You can say that.
And I will.
I don't think that they're crybabies, but they can be wrong. They could be wrong with their strategic approach. This is strategic. The Warriors aren't whining.
No, but if you're going to rest,
they're
guys,
executing a strategy.
Be fresh and rock Portland.
Agreed.
And you have 2 days off, and then you've got Utah.
Yeah, I agree.
Punk Utah.
Of course they will.
And you've got 2 days off between Houston and New Orleans. You rock New Orleans.
Of course they will.
They better.
That's
all I'm saying.
I think that's fair. All right. 888-957-9570. We do have some calls in the 3 o'clock hour, time for calls, I should say. Greg Cosell is going to join us next. NFL Films. We'll deep dive. He'll tell us to work on material. He'll have good laughs and then probably say something to challenge Dibs. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens this time. How about Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners, Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. They're still undefeated on this. Warriors made 13 threes last night. Got to make 10 for the donation. They did it. Another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Steph had 7, Draymond with 2, 4 others with 1 each. 16 for 16 so far this year on donations for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to help out, we would love that. Make a donation to autism yourself at sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PetNellyFP.com. All right, 888-957-9570. Warriors Live is coming up in about a half hour. Greg Cosell is coming up in about 5 minutes. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.